sure many of you have been watching the news regarding the Zika virus. It's certainly a tragic disease, especially with the possibility that it's causing the birth defects in children in Brazil and other places. So we certainly send our prayers to the families and those children affected. But I think it's important to realize what's happening with this disease. You would think that with this going on, people's first concern would be finding a vaccine for the disease, and that they'd be concerned with care of children and the families who are involved with the children who have birth defects. You would think that's what people would be focusing on. But that's not what's happening. As we read the different news headlines, well what's happening? Well, this is becoming the focal point of a discussion of abortion. And it's the Catholic Church in Catholic countries that still have prohibition against abortion are getting pressured, and they're getting attacked by forces that want to legalize abortion. The Associated Press, which is the media group that sends articles to pretty much every news organization and paper in our country, they said, had an article that said, UN officials also called on many Catholic-majority countries in Latin America to loosen their abortion laws to allow women to terminate pregnancies if they fear the fetus may be at risk for a rare birth defect, which may be linked to the virus. So we see the United Nations is trying to pressure these countries into legalizing abortion. And first of all, we don't even know for sure what's causing the birth defect, whether it is this virus or not. But their argument is, well, you might as well abort the child just to be safe. Just in case the child might have a birth defect, do the abortion. There's an article from the Washington Post that was also run in the Columbus Dispatch, and it was sympathizing with women in Brazil who were seeking abortion pills. So abortion's not legal, so they're writing to groups, this group in Canada, to get mailed abortion pills so that they can have abortions. And some of the quotes, and these are women who are in a very tragic situation. A lot of them are afraid. They're in need of some solid counseling and support. But if you listen to what these women are saying, this one woman was quoted as saying she can feel the Zika virus closing in on her like a mosquito in a closed room. She doesn't even have the virus. She's just scared. And another woman tested negative. But she says she just doesn't trust the doctors, so she wants an abortion just in case. And another woman said that someone in her town contracted the virus, so she wants to have an abortion just in case she has the virus. It's like there's a hysteria going on. And another woman said, I don't think it's a wise decision to keep a baby who will suffer, and that's why I need an abortion. Well, it's a good thing the Blessed Virgin Mary didn't say that, or we'd be in trouble. And so I'd throw out two questions. The first question, whose suffering is being avoided? Is it for the sake of this child that they want an abortion? Is that really in the best interest of this child? Or is it for the sake of the mother or the other people who don't want to deal with having a child with a disability? Whose suffering is really being avoided here? And the second question I would ask is, if these children do have a birth defect, at what point did they cease to be a child of God? When did God decide that he doesn't love that child anymore? In our first reading, Abraham looks up into the sky and he sees it filled with stars. The Lord says, your descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the sky. These are the heirs to the promise of the covenant, heirs to eternal life. That's a symbol of God's family. And each one of those stars is like one of God's children. Why is the UN trying to snuff out those stars one by one? If the mothers don't want the child, fine, give them to the Catholic Church. We'll take care of those children. Give them to the missionaries of charity. Give them to the Sisters of Life. Give them to the orphanages down there that the Catholics run, where they will love those children, where they will take those children into their arms and baptize them so that they might have eternal life. And even if they only live a few hours in this world, at least they'll be cradled in the arms of somebody who loves them and cares for them. But as long as they're alive, the Catholic Church will care for them and we will provide for them. And when they pass out of this world into the next life, we will mourn their loss and we will pray for them as they enter into eternal life. St. Paul says in the second reading that our citizenship is in heaven. Every human being is created for eternity. We're not like the rest of the animals and the creatures of this world. Every human soul is created for eternity, to enter into the heavenly kingdom of our Father. And so we must, no matter what the situation is, treat every human life with dignity and respect, realizing that each one of those children is a child of God. And we can't give in to fear or worry about the inconvenience that a child might cause us, but realize that that's a child of God. I want to jump back 2,000 years into the early church, the early Catholics in the Roman Empire. The Romans were a brutal civilization. They supported contraception, they supported abortion, and they also practiced infanticide. If they had a child that they didn't want, they would just leave the child to die. They'd just set it on the ground and walk away. And the Christians, when they saw this, they would take in those children and they would raise them as their own, recognizing that every one of them is a child of God, and that is our obligation to show them mercy. The test of the morality of any civilization is how we treat the most vulnerable and the weakest members of our society. So I think it's important for each one of us to ask ourselves a question. Who's right? Which side stands on the side of truth? The United Nations seeking abortions, or the Catholic Church supporting the dignity and the sanctity of every human life? Which teaching is the teaching for us to live by? I think it's important for each one to make a decision and to make a firm decision. A lot of times I think people will say in their mind, well, it really doesn't matter if we're Catholic or not. It doesn't really matter if we come to church or not. Well, we can see here it does matter. It's a matter literally of life and death. We have two civilizations that are clashing here, a civilization of life and one of death. In this world, and eternal life and eternal death. And so each one of us needs to ask the question, which side is the side that stands on right, truth, and honor? And if it's the Catholic Church, then each one of us needs to make the decision that we will persevere in the Catholic faith and live and die as members of the Catholic faith. This is not a time for lukewarm people just going through the motions. This is a time for us to recognize that there is life and death at stake. And Jesus Christ came to bring us life so that we might live it to the full. And the second thing that I think it's important to realize is that there is a war going on. There is a war going on against the Catholic Church. The United States is attempting to undermine Catholic teaching in these Catholic nations. The lines are drawn. The United Nations are representatives from all the nations of the world. And they're using this Zika outbreak as an excuse to promote their population control agenda. And what is their population control agenda? The agenda is 500 million. That's what they want the human population to be. That's their goal. 500 million. That's a 90% reduction in the human race. That's their goal. That's why they're promoting abortion and contraception worldwide. They want to reduce the human population. And ultimately, what this is it's an attack from the demonic. It's the demonic using the United Nations as a pawn. And what is the goal? Well, the enemy desires to deprive God of his children. That's the goal. He wants to snuff out the stars in the sky one by one. Our Lord wants us to have life and to have it to the full. He wants the halls of heaven to be filled with his children. And so I think it's important to realize what's going on in the world and for us to realize the agendas that are truly behind the push and who's using this Zika virus as simply a convenient occasion to push their agenda. As St. Paul says, many conduct themselves as enemies of the cross of Christ. But our citizenship and the destiny of every human being created, our citizenship is in heaven as we await our Savior, Jesus Christ.